Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. I understand that there's good news in Cowdersport, a new pharmacy opening up. What are the details?
Well, this week I was glad to join Cowdersport officials and Potter County officials in celebrating the opening of a new pharmacy in Cowdersport. It was certainly a great day. We celebrated the grand opening of the new Cowdersport pharmacy operated by Chris Darling and the Darling family of services. The new pharmacy is located at 101 Main Street. It's formerly the Buchanan's pharmacy building. And at a time when too many locally owned pharmacies have closed their doors, it's certainly exciting to see a new one opening to serve the community. So I was very glad to be part of the ribbon cutting ceremony, and I welcome Cowdersport Pharmacy to our community.
Another thing we'd like to talk about this week is something that is always near and dear to your heart, and that is emergency medical services and our emergency services in general. I understand the task force met this week. What did they talk about?
Well, we formed a task force a couple years ago. Our EMS task force meets periodically to continue working on issues and challenges facing our rural EMS services. And more than three dozen of our EMS task force members gathered recently to outline objectives for a comprehensive study of our EMS system. This was an idea that was generated by the task force at a prior meeting. The idea is to hire a consultant to work with stakeholders to gather information and make recommendations for strengthening our EMS workforce and our overall EMS system going forward. The study is going to focus on McKean, Potter, Cameron, and Elk counties. And I've been working with Pam Strike, the Executive Director of Workforce Solutions for North Central PA, and also with McKean County Commissioner Carol Duffy to organize this effort and also to facilitate funding. The first part, though, is to really delineate what objectives we want to study through this particular study. What do we want the consultant to look at? What do we hope to achieve through this study? And the EMS task force provided some very valuable information and really will provide a blueprint going forward so that the study is compiled and completed and provides us valuable information, all with the goal of strengthening our EMS system. So our work continues.
Another thing that happened this week is really important all over the state. We're talking about it all the time. Data centers coming to Pennsylvania. What are the implications here? I understand that the Energy Committee met to discuss this. What did you talk about? What did you learn?
Well, the House Energy Committee, on which I serve as Republican chairman, convened a public hearing earlier this week to discuss House Bill 1834 that would authorize the Public Utility Commission to establish a regulatory framework for data centers in Pennsylvania. The development of data centers to support the increasingly digital world presents a great opportunity for economic growth here in the Commonwealth, but it also presents some challenges, particularly in that data centers require a lot of energy to operate. And we heard in this hearing testimony from the Data Center Coalition, from the Pennsylvania Chamber of Business and Industry, from the Building and Construction Trades Council, from a member of the Public Utility Commission and others. There were several concerns raised about the potential for overregulation, which is a major issue here in Pennsylvania, and we don't want to put ourselves at a disadvantage. We also talked a lot about data centers and their energy consumption, and the fact that many of us have been sounding the alarm for years about the fact that we're not producing enough electricity. Certainly others were sounding the alarm at this hearing. The good news is that Pennsylvania can absolutely meet this growing demand for electricity. We just need to enact policies that actually promote the production of additional energy resources in Pennsylvania. And from my perspective, this can be a win-win for the state. We can grow our energy industry. We can strengthen our grid. We can ultimately bring down the cost of energy. We can have the economic development from the growth of data centers. So the key is having the right energy policy to grow our energy industry.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.